As we drove down Lindwurmstraße, it was after 11 p.m. The street was pretty deserted. I pulled up opposite Lindwurmstraße 185 and let my parents get out so I could put the car in the garage in Bavariastraße. I was about to turn down Bavariastraße when I glanced back and saw people in the entrance of Lindwurmstraße 185 and heard shouting. I was alarmed. I stopped the car, got out and began to walk back. As I approached the building, some man came running toward me, shouting and tried to knock me down. I fought them until I'd rid myself of all but one of them. He and I struggled with each other on the far side of the street now. He kept trying to reach into his pocket to take out a gun or knife, and in the end I grabbed him by the throat. Finally, two police officers came along and took us to the police house in Deiserstraße. There I demanded that they establish the man's identity. He was taken to a separate room. A few minutes later, they released him while I was held and had to make a statement. I said I wanted to call the Polish consulate immediately. Then the duty policeman said I could go, adding that I should be very careful, something very unpleasant could happen to me and my father. From the nearest phone booth, I called our apartment in Lindwurmstraße 185. My mother answered the phone. She said that upon entering the building, my father had been clubbed to the ground by some 8 or 10 men, some in SA uniform, and that he'd been taken to our apartment and shot. They held my mother in the entranceway all this time. She tried to defend herself, and one of the men seriously injured her eye, so that afterward she had to be treated in hospital for several weeks. The apartment had been broken into and searched. Certain possessions had been removed.
There were 4 or 5 men standing in front of the building as we approached it. My husband noticed immediately that our display window had been smashed. Without a word, we headed for the entrance to go up to our apartment. Before we could enter, some 10 men who had been standing in the entranceway launched themselves at us, beating us with their fists. My husband and I both began shouting. Several men threw themselves on my husband and dragged him into our first floor apartment. As I entered the apartment shortly after that, the men were already leaving, whereby one of them punched me in the face. The first thing I noticed was that the door had been forced or battered open.
The Jew finally went to the apartment. It was not necessary to use force. Shortly before or after entering the apartment, however, he tore himself free, ran to the window, wrenched it open, and began preparing to jump out. He already had a knee on the sill when Schenk and Heinrich tore him away from the window. Meanwhile, another tenant had entered the apartment. After a brief exchange, he was removed by Schmidt. Hans Schmidt was in the hall of the apartment and could hear the noise coming from the landing. At this time, Schenk was standing holding the gun in front of the Jew, who was kneeling near a sofa. According to Schenk, the Jew now made a sudden move, causing Schenk to pull the trigger. Hit in the forehead, the Jew then sank back onto the sofa.
Subject: Enforcement of the Exclusion of Jews from German Business Life of November 12, 38. Regional Inspectorate, City Ward 19, January 24, 1939. The men's clothing store at Lindwurmstraße 185 was closed on November 10, 1938. Since then, the firm Bode and Zeime have relinquished their business in Lindwurmstraße. According to a statement made by the widow of the late Chaim Israel Bode over the telephone, the firm is no longer involved in any business. The widow and her son Max Israel Bode are provisionally accommodated C.O. Keller, Dietlindenstraße 9. They have been taken in there because they had to give up their apartment at Lindwurmstrasse 185. What they are living from is not known, probably from their own liquid assets. The stock on hand at Lindwurmstrasse 185 was taken over by the businessman Wilhelm Eisen, who moved his business from Artilleriestraße to Lindwurmstrasse 185 in January 1939.